Hey there, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. Many people I know are in the midst of change, myself included. For some, they have no choice. Work is closed, projects are done. For others, they woke up realizing they wanted more for their life and work. They see big problems in the world and want to use their skills and abilities as a force for good. It's usually in this moment when fear gets in the way. We get bombarded by the questions and concerns of others. The fear in our mind escalates to the point of inaction. We might even find the lure of a new project in our inbox. It's not exactly the direction we want to head in, but we need the money. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore courageous change and how you can start moving toward what really matters to you. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/420. In my reading this week, I came across two very powerful quotes that have really impacted not only my thinking, but this episode. And the first comes from The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World by His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and Douglas Abrams. Quote, "Courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to act despite it." The English word courage comes from the French word coeur, or heart. Courage is indeed the triumph of our heart's love and commitment over our mind's reasonable murmurings to keep us safe. But what really rocked my thinking came from the book Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America by Michael Eric Dyson. He writes, "The status quo always favors neutrality, which in truth is never neutral at all, but supports those who stand against change." So when I think about courage, this is a theme that's come up not only in reading, but in past podcast interviews, most recently with Tom Morin. It's about courage to not only take a stand, but to move away from what we know and what's comfortable to us, and to favor active change towards something better in the future. A lot of people I know, as I mentioned, and myself, we are in the midst of change. Whether people are out of work, have projects that have been paused, maybe they've been laid off, or even struggling to keep up with an increased demand due to remote work and the need for creativity and design work. And it's in these times of change, whether it's forced on us or not, where many of us ask the question, what really is important to me? What do I want my life to stand for? And as a result, you're seeing courses, workshops, webinars, social media posts, and online communities almost popping up every day to address this need for change and to equip people to be able to make this change happen. One person that's doing this is James Victoria. I've talked a lot about him in this podcast. His new thing that he's launching is called The Creative Warrior. And it's his way of helping people overcome fear and self-doubt in order to do the work that's important to them. Yesterday, I participated in probably the best webinar that I've ever experienced. I'm not a huge fan of webinars, but this one was great. This one had amazing value. Art Center had a conversation with Christo of the Future and Jose Caballer about the power of change and how we can burst through our own status quo and the status quo of the organizations and industries that we're working in order to do what matters to us and face our fears. And I hope that there'll be a replay of that, because I think every creative entrepreneur, every creative professional needs to hear and experience what they both said. But I want to speak directly to people who may be listening to this and want change. They see something in their future that they want, but they either don't know how to go toward it or they are afraid. I am right there with you, and here are some things that I've been thinking about that have also been really motivating me to take action toward what matters to me. I want to start by highlighting something that my guest in the previous interview episode, Tom Morin, said. His powerful statement that he shared was, "The next 10 years of my life will not be like the last 10. When I heard that, when I read that in his book, it blew my mind. It made me stop and actually think about the last 10 years of my life. But more importantly, it made me assess the fact that I have always had a very hard time looking into my future. I've always been unable to say, this is where I want to be in 10 years. These are my 10-year goals. So what I think you need to do to start this process of change is to not only look in your past for successes, but look for the failures that occurred when you didn't do what you know you wanted to do. I can see glimpses and clues throughout my past of when I knew I wanted to be doing something differently, but I chickened out. But then imagine your future. Imagine what success will look like and smell like and feel like. And consider the cost of not doing what you want. Because 10 years puts you in a completely new decade. In 10 years, I will be in my 50s. And how do I want my life to be in my 50s? I certainly can't be living life like I have been in my 30s. Or even my 40s. I want you to also consider the sleepless nights, the ones where you lay awake in bed, staring at the ceiling, staring out the window, where you knew you wanted more for your life. You dreamed of something great, and you wanted your work to matter. Now is the time to move forward. So I want to share 8 ways that I am embracing courageous change, and that you too can embrace courageous change. First, solidify your vision. What is it that you want to do that's different? How is it different for you? How is it different for the world? Start writing it down. Start sharing it with other people. Start building up people who can hold you accountable to that vision. Because when you can get clear about what you actually want, it makes it that much easier to move away from what you know you don't want. It's still scary and it still requires courage. But when you can start moving toward change and being courageous, in the absence of clarity is doubt, and doubt is what clouds our courage to change. Second, find one thing that you can do each day to bring your vision to life. For me, writing is a fundamental thing that I see for my future, and I need to do that every day in whatever form that it needs to be. For you, it might be that you need to work on a skill or an ability, or work on, you know, reaching out to people and building your network. Whatever personal thing that you need to do every day to overcome the doubt and fear that you have, start doing that. Third, ask for help. I don't like this. I don't want to ask for help. I want to show that I have all of my stuff together. But when you ask for help, it's not that you don't know how to do something or that you can't do something. It's simply that someone else has what you don't have and they can help you when you don't have that ability, or when you're tired, or when you just can't go on by yourself anymore. It is both humbling and empowering to ask for help. But fourth, when you ask for help, it also illuminates an opportunity where you can ask, what do you need help with? And that leads to you being able to serve others. When you can be in service to others and their needs, it creates reciprocity where they are willing to help you as well. And this helps build, you know, momentum toward your future. Fifth, make more friends. Diane Gibbs, Recharging You, is one of the most amazing people that I know because her whole goal in life is just to make more friends. She brings her friends on her show, her podcast, and she's constantly wanting to meet people to get to know them. And when you can hear what people are struggling with, what their successes are, how they're able to overcome issues in their lives, that then in turn gives you the momentum and the courage to change. It is when you get out of your own head and into relationship with other people that courageous change becomes less about what you can do and about the people around you motivating you to take courageous action. Sixth, accept that there is nothing instant about change. Change, whether courageous or not, is not microwavable. There is no preset button that you can press to make change happen. When we don't have things change immediately, I'm speaking for myself here, but I think when most people don't have something change immediately, when you know your goal is to lose 10 pounds and it takes longer than you want, it becomes a frustration. So if you can accept that there is nothing instant about change and that it takes decisive action every single day and you might not see results for a very long time, it becomes a different form of action then. Courage changes its shape. It's less about the results and more about the habits, the daily action. The seventh way to embrace courageous change comes from Ryan Holiday's email newsletter, and today it hit me over the head. And his advice was, live an interesting life. If you want to make courageous change, you are going to have to get out of your comfort zone. And every time you leave your comfort zone, you are open to experiences that you never would have had, which lead to living an interesting life. Eighth and finally, figure out what's after survival. We all need to survive. We all need to pay our bills. We all need to do what's necessary in front of us today. But if all you ever know is survival, it's hard to break that cycle. And so this is where all of these other steps come into play. When you can solidify your vision, do one thing every day to bring that vision to life, ask for help, serve others, make more friends, accept that there is nothing instant about change and that living an interesting life is essential to change, you can start seeing what is possible beyond today. And that's hard. Change requires courage, first and foremost, but it also takes confidence in yourself, belief in your worth and value as a human, and a community to support you every step of the way. And I hope as you stare at the change that you want to make in your life and in your work right now, that you will take courageous action to move toward it today, tomorrow, and over the next 10 years. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.